to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show.
Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from howtobeanauthor.com, and today I'm interviewing Rachel Birmingham. Rachel is co-author of the Four Ingredients cookbook series that has taken Australia by storm. The self-published books have sold over 800,000 copies, and Rachel and Kim now have their own cooking show on the Lifestyle Channel. Their details can be found at www.fouringredients.com.au. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, great. Well, look, your success is amazing and very inspiring. So can you tell us a little about why you and Kim decided to write a book in the first place?
Sure. Well, I was already an author, so I've already authored a best-selling book before, and it came out a few months prior to me giving that book, which the book was called Read My Lips, and it's a motivational book for women on women who really want to achieve things in life but just don't know how to go about it. It's a step-by-step type of book, which is an inspirational book, and it inspired Kim to think about her idea, which was a cookbook using only a few ingredients. And I didn't know anything about her idea. She had been sitting on that idea for around about 5 years. And like most people who have a good idea, they don't do anything with it. And it was only until I gave the Read My Lips book to Kim that she sort of got to thinking more about it. And after some quite hefty nagging from me to do something with it, she thought a little bit more about it. And after a conversation on the phone one day, she said to me, well, look, you know, you've been there, done that. And she said, to be honest with you, I wouldn't do it without you. She said, would you consider writing this book with me, because I won't bother doing it otherwise. And I said, sure. So, because I thought it was a great concept, I was a busy woman, she's a busy mum too, and you know, for us, because we've got little kids, it's really our priority to put fantastic food on the table that is fast and that's not going to bust our budget, because you know, everybody's saving for something, aren't they? And you know, not going to spend hours in the kitchen trying to develop it or put it together, because, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I love food. I love food. I desperately love food. But don't enjoy spending 300 hours in the kitchen. It's just not my thing. I like writing books, you know. I'm writing my fifth at the moment. And, which is how to write your own book and make it a bestseller.
Yeah, which is great.
yeah, it's out in a couple of weeks' time. So, you know, it's very busy, and that's what I really love, but, you know, being in the kitchen is not what I really love. So this was a means to an end, basically. It was something that you could, an inspiration too, you know, getting to 3 o'clock in the afternoon thinking, oh, what am I going to cook for dinner, and not being inspired, you know, thinking, oh, gosh, do we have to have spaghetti bolognese again? You know, how boring. And it's not good for your body just to have the same stuff over and over again. Okay, we're not having spaghetti bolognese. Let's go and do a takeaway. And that's even worse. It's expensive. It's unhealthy most of the time, depending on what you buy. So, yeah, you know, so the four-ingredient book was just a real means to an end for Kim and I. It was just a practical way to help our world. And, you know, we went to market with 2,000 books, thinking that our family and friends, who also thought it was a really good idea once we started telling people about what we were going to do, they decided, yes, it was a great idea. So we thought, oh, well, we'd have to sell the books to them if we can't sell them to anybody else. And, here we are 19 months later, I think we are now, and we've sold collectively between Four Ingredients 1 and Four Ingredients 2, which only came out 4 weeks ago, we've collectively sold 1.4 million books.
Wow, that's so amazing.
It is. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
The right book at the right time for most people, so it's not a book that you use every every day for every meal, but it is a cookbook that you'll open multiple times more than any other cookbook that you've got in your cupboard.
So the great thing as well for my listeners, I guess, is that you self-published both books and you also self-published your own book. So why do you continue to self-publish now you're so popular?
That's a good question. The first book, Weed My Lips, I self-published because, to be honest with you, I thought that was what you did. I didn't realise that going to a publisher would be such an easy thing or such a thing that you do. I just thought, well, if you want to write a book, you self-publish. So a friend of mine had self-published before, so she knew the process, and it was just a case of getting a printer, an editor, a formatter, which is a typesetter, graphic artist, and you put it all together and you find, the right people, and then you get it, pump out a book. And Read My Lips was pumped out within, I think, about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Six months, Read My Lips was pumped out at. And with Four Ingredients, it was just, I again thought, oh, well, we'll self-publish. And it wasn't until Kim said a few months down the track, she said, you know what, we should get a publisher for this. And I said, oh, right, sure. I've never had a publisher before. Don't know how to go about it, but the internet's a wonderful thing. Let's jump on it and do a search and see what we need to do. So we found a whole lot of publishers in Australia, and we rang every one of them between her and I. We'd just alternate the calls. She'd look after the boys, play at the back while I made a call, and then I'd race at the back and play at the boys while she made another call to a publisher. And nobody just wanted to know about us. I mean, it wasn't for want of trying.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to get a publisher to publish Four Ingredients. My name's Rachel. I've written this fantastic cookbook with my friend Kim McCosker, and it's brilliant. It's unlike any other cookbook. It's all recipes. Using just four fewer ingredients. All the methodology is explained in around three or four sentences, so you don't need a cut lunch to read every one of them. Less washing up, less time in the kitchen, using ingredients mostly already found in your pantry. You're going to love it. And it's less than $20 to buy, so you can save that in a day's shopping with using this book. And they were like, oh, are you famous? No, maybe in my house I'm famous.
Yeah.
And for my kids, clunk. Are you a chef? No, I'm not a chef, clunk. So look, like, we didn't even get past the secretary in some cases. So it was hard, yakka, and then there was no other option at the end of all that to do anything else other than self-publish. Unfortunately, I'd already been there, done it, so that was okay, but we got a distributor on board, and we rang every distributor. The last distributor took us on, and I don't know if they heard desperation in our voices or he really did see our vision. But regardless, he took a chance on us, and that's all we needed. So he was that was Gary Allen Proprietary Limited. And they took hold of the book and they distributed it. But of course, it's commission basis. You don't get any money. You don't see any money for at least 3 months. So, it's that again is hard, Yanka, because you're outlaying $20,000 initially to get 2,000 books pumped out. That's based on around 200 pages. So, and then you've got to carry that debt, and then you've got to carry a debt for 3 months. And then, of course, we sold out of the first 2,000 books within the first week. I jumped the gun a bit in marketing, and within a week we'd sold out of those books, so we needed to put another print run in. And that meant that we had to pull money out of credit cards and mortgages and everything else just to fund the second print run and the third print run for that matter. So, yeah.
So now you're so successful, you're still self-publishing.
I am, you've got more control, and I know the process backwards, frontwards, sideways, I know it in and out. I know what it takes. Well, I know what I have to do, and what, if you're talking about Four Ingredients, Kim and I know what we need to do in order to move X amount of books per month. We have a goal, her and I, we have a secret goal, basically. We know exactly how many books we want to move per month. We know what it takes to move that amount of books. I know how much it takes to move X amount of Read My Lips per month, and I know what it'll take in the back of my mind. I already know what it'll take in order to move, X amount of books of How to Write Your Own Book and Make It a Bestseller as well. So, you know the process. You know what it takes, and you can control it. I mean, at the end of the day, we're mums still. That's our first priority is being a mum. So we do this in and around our children, our commitments with our children, you know, when they're sleeping, for instance, or when they're at kindy and they've only just started kindy. So, you know, it's, or when our husbands are home, you know. So you've got to be able to maximise your time, whereas even if you do have a publisher, you still need to drive it. And a lot of people are under that misconception. They get a publisher and then they sit and just let them do everything. But that's really, if you want a really successful book that's going to sell, you know, hundreds of thousands of copies, you need to get out there and you need to market the pants off it. You need to create demand intensely. And the only way you can do that is through marketing. And I always say marketing, everything, you know, you can write a book and that's four ingredients for the 10-month journey. The real work comes in marketing, and that's an ongoing process.
Yeah, so you have extensive marketing experience. Can you give some tips for new authors on how they can market their own books?
Yeah, sure. And just so they do know, I've got no degree in marketing. I fell into marketing purely by accident. I had a travel agency that I opened 3 months prior to September 11, and, of course, you know, lost everything, basically. Nobody wanted to travel, get on a bus, let alone a plane. And I was paying advertising execs to market my business for me, and then when I couldn't afford to pay them, I had to think it differently. And I remembered somebody saying, you know, in the back of my head, I read somewhere, you know, 80% of business is marketing. Or I thought, well, if that's the case, I better get my act together and learn how to market, figure out this marketing gig. And I read everything. So I tell everybody, read everything you can get your hands on. Get on the internet. Go to the library. Get as many marketing books out as you can, because you're going to learn something in any one of them. But when it comes to a book, you need to get in people's faces. I mean, first and foremost, before you even write a book, you need to make sure that that book is going to be helpful for people. You need to make sure that people are going to want that book for a start, you know. If it's just something that you want to do for yourself. I mean, a man just recently gave me a manuscript and he said, well, look, you know, I know you're really busy, but can you please read this manuscript? And it was the uses of microwaves. And I just, you know, I mean, that's just not going to be a bestseller. But he could market that to microwave production companies that could, you know, pop it out. There's different ways to market, but look, mainstream marketing is you get out there, you create demand, you get out there, you do book signings, you ring booksellers, you tell them about your book, you ask them to order it in, you start in your local area. For instance, I live on the Sunshine Coast, so what I would do is I would ring all the booksellers in this area and I would set up book signings, and then I would create a press release about the book, about the benefits of the book, never about the features, but the benefits, about why it's so exciting and why it's so wonderful and why it's so beneficial to everybody, how it helps improve people's lives, all that sort of stuff. I'd make it an amazing press release. I'd send it out to every single TV news and newspaper and radio station and magazine in that area, advising them that I'm going to be at this bookstore to do this book signing. Come on down and meet me, pick my brains, maybe have some treats if it's a four ingredients book signing, or if it's a read my lips one, come down and pick my brains about how to, you know, better time manage yourself and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, there's different ways that you can do it, but it's always about follow up. It's always about getting on that phone, as hard as it is. And I mean, I still find days where I get nervous. I ring up and I think, you know, I'm ringing up a TV station and, hi, it's Rachel Birmingham. I'm the author of Read My Lips and Four Ingredients and How to Write Your Own Book and Make It a Bestseller. And I'm ringing you because of blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's a hard thing for people to do. But you need to do that in order to make your book successful. It just doesn't happen if you just let it get out there and hope for the best. You've really got to drive it.
And you just sound so confident in this area. I mean, have you got any tips for coping with that rejection and that fear?
Well, look, you know what? It's just what you've got to understand, and what I say in my seminars, because I speak about this sort of thing quite a fair bit to different groups, And what I just say to people is, one of the best pieces of advice I remember getting years and years ago was this. No only means no today. It does not mean no tomorrow. So, yes, you might get 10 no's in a row, but you know what? You'll get a yes. And once you get that yes, that's all you're interested in. It's like, you know, kids, they can hear no, 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 no 1,000 times and it won't worry them, but they'll hear that one yes and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've just got to be strong. You've just got to know and don't take it personally, because I remember I was chasing a, I wanted to get 4 ingredients on stage night, and I tried for 3 months, ringing, and Kim said, oh, how'd you go? And I'd say, no, and she'd go, and I'd say, don't worry, you know what, one day, that producer that doesn't like the idea or doesn't, you know, like us or whatever, I don't know what the reason is, they're going to go away on holidays and they're going to be replaced by someone who loves the idea, who loves us, who, you know, can see how beneficial this is for their viewers. And they're going to say, yes, we're going to film the story and it's going to air before that other person even comes back off on holidays. Well, mark my words, it was less than 2 weeks later that exact same thing happened. So you have to be really positive, you know? And you have to keep trying. You have to keep trying because people's needs, I mean, you think about it, your needs and your desires and your priorities are vastly different today than what they were 15 years ago. So, you know, 15 years ago, you probably weren't even a mum, so you weren't interested in breastfeeding tips or, you know, anything else. But today is a different world, and today is different needs, and people need different things. So you just got to understand that, yes, no only means no today. It does not mean no tomorrow. And keep going. Change your angle. Get creative. Think about new ideas for things. People mostly, like when you put a press release out there, write it in a way that it's like an article that they can just pick up and print. Because these guys are very, very busy these days. If you can take the hard work out of press and marketing for them, then they will just pick it up and just run. I mean, I've seen my press release and my articles word for word, holus bolus, in multiple publications. So, and they just printed it because it was there. They needed X amount of space filled, and they could just pick it up and just, it was well written, and they just ran it.
Yeah.
So, you just don't make it hard work for them. Take the hard work out of it for them as well.
Mm. So you mentioned a bit about goal setting. Why is that so important to you, and what tips can you give authors for that?
Goal setting is incredibly important because if you don't have a goal in mind and in addition to that you do not have a timeline involved, things can go on for years, you know. You need to set yourself goals. You need to say, okay, right, I need to make sure that, like for 4 ingredients, Kim initially said to me, okay, well, what's the plan? I said, well, the plan is, you know, how many recipes do we want to put into this book? Okay, this is that. Right, well, that means we've got to be able to type up this amount of recipes per week, which I think it was about 12 recipes per week each or something like that. So that's what we have to set ourselves a guide and a timeline that we want this book out, done, dusted, on the shelves by, I think it was June, but we did it by March of 2005. So you got it because, you know what, if you have your goal, then you can work back from that. You can say, okay, in 10 months, right, I'll do this month, that the next month, that in March, that in April, that in May, that in June, that in July. That's happening in August, right? September will be the print, so it'll come out in October, and that's when I need to really amp up my marketing and all that sort of stuff. You want to have your press release done in September, ready to go in October, etc., etc. You can plan out every single step to the T and have it so you know clearly what you need to do when. It keeps you on a benchmark, it keeps you on a plan, it keeps you less stressed because you don't become overwhelmed. I mean, if you haven't done what you meant to do in January, January, by March, you know that you need some help. You need somebody to mentor you through the process, or you need somebody to help you with what you're procrastinating on. Otherwise, that goal will not be achieved.
Yeah, no, that's great. I know you also have other businesses. Do you consider yourself an author first or a businesswoman first?
I consider myself a businesswoman.
Right.
I really just love building businesses. I mean, it's a real buzz for me to build, you know, the business in so many different areas. I mean, with four ingredients, yes, it's fantastic, and I'm thrilled that it's the number one book in the country, and I'm thrilled that it's the number one international book in New Zealand too, and I'm thrilled that we're going to go to the UK and everything else. But for me, the real buzz has been in building that brand, has been in building that empire, has been in putting all the little offshoots of the four ingredients empire, building the tree branches around it and making it more interesting, making it three-dimensional and building more income-producing opportunities. I always say never lay your big eggs in one basket, and I like to have multiple streams of income flooding in rather than just one or settling on one, because one, you know, one day it's going to dry up, and two, I get bored very easily.
Yeah.
I like to have a lot of things on the go to settle my intellect, otherwise I just get, you know, it's boring. So I like to keep on the go and keep things happening all the time. I'm very entrepreneurial and very strategic by nature, so I need to satisfy that. So writing is a very, very close second, and cooking would be the last thing on my list that I love.
Okay, so I know you mentioned your new book, How to Write a Book and Be a Bestseller. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. This is a practical book. It's a no-nonsense book, very similar to who I am as a person. It's one of those books that you can pick up and know and read step by step to the T and in great detail what you need to do if you've got an idea for a book and how to start the process of writing it, how to lay it out, who you need to bring into your field in order to make this book happen, how long things take, what you need to look for, what you need to watch for, how much things are in terms of writing a book. So for an investment for less than $20, you know, it's a very good investment, because, you know, for a $20,000 investment for like 2,000 books, you really need to know what to watch for. And I mean, I have made some mistakes, so it's really good that people can learn by my costly mistakes rather than going out and making the same ones themselves. So it's a very practical book. I mean, I get probably 100 emails every single month, you know, that my PA answers, you know, how do you do it? How did you do it? How do you keep doing it? What are the process? Tell me a little bit how to market. You know, marketing is a big key to it, and there's a lot of marketing tips and hints and strategies in this book, and it's an essential item, really, for anybody wanting to write their own book.
And is that available internationally?
It will be available on the internet, first of all, so and it will be distributed in bookstores, of course, as well by the end of the year, but online for international purchases, and you can get it at the website's not up at the moment, but it's howtowriteyourownbook.com.au, or you can go to rachelbirmingham.com, which is RACHALBERMINGHAM.
Brilliant. Well, thanks ever so much for your time today, Rachel.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.